Sometimes hearing trains depart can remind you that you're stuck in one place. This is the reality for the homeless staying at Brussels North railway station. But at dinner time, they all leave their spots and gather around the tall woman with a red bob. She's just arrived outside the station with a pressure cooker.
I'm Yasmina, I'm 24, I'm living in Brussels.
Yasmina stirs some homemade steaming soup inside the pot. She pours it into plastic bowls and hands them out.
What's the name of the soup?
In Arabic we say it harira, a special Arabic soup, Moroccan soup.
The thick brown harira gives off a meaty smell. It's made of lamb, lentils and chickpeas. Together with a few of her friends, Yasmina has been distributing food at the station every other evening this month. The women don't belong to an organization. It's just something they decided to organize on their own.
She wants some apple?
Yes.
They describe themselves as ordinary young people who chose to do this during Ramadan, the holy month in the Islamic calendar when Muslims are supposed to do charitable things. They did it last year too.
The first time I come here, I just was like, whoa. And when I come back home, I was like, whoa, okay. That's the life. I didn't know that people like that exist. I know because I saw it in the movie or something like that, but not really, the real people.
Pauvre monsieur devant moi, on vous prend pour un coucher.
But these people are as real as it gets. According to official estimates, around 2,000 homeless people live in Brussels, though experts say the real number is likely higher. Some of the homeless at North Station are Belgians, others are Moroccan immigrants, but the majority appear to be Roma families from Slovakia.
And it's really not cool for them, because they come here in Belgium thinking that there is money here, work and so on, and they're here on the street with children.
The children are boisterous around Yasmina. They seem oblivious of the smell of urine around them, the stained comforters they sleep and play on, the battered suitcases containing all the worldly possessions of their parents.
Et toi? C'est Daniela?
C'est Daniela. Aurora!
Mais non, Daniela!
The younger kids tug at Yasmina's jeans and pat her legs. She responds by tickling and hugging them.
Papa!
I know that I can get home and have my shower, there is no problem for that. When I was young, I was like that, you know, it's dirty, I can't touch this. Now I can see that it's not the most important, you know. And the children are really like them, like my nephew is the same, you know, and they need to be in contact with other people and to play with people and so on.
The adults say they also need this kind of non-judgmental contact.
Do you appreciate it that they come here and they bring you food, that they don't treat you like, oh, I don't want to touch you, I don't want to talk to you?
Yes, we are not animals. We are only people like everybody.
That's a Moroccan man whose mouth is an empty hole, except for a few rotten teeth. He doesn't want to give his name. He says the supplies from Yasmina and her friends are their only source of food.
We don't have money, we have nothing, no help, nothing.
Yasmina constantly remarks that anyone can face rough times. She says it's unfair that some people lose everything, and this is what motivates her to help. Doing so has taught her some unexpected lessons.
I pay more attention about what I'm doing at home and what I have, and I can realize that I'm really lucky to be in my house with my family and to get everything I want.
Yasmina works in a bank, doing accounting for a pension fund, but that's not where she sees herself in the long run.
I want to change my job and I would like to do something with people and not only me and my laptop, you know. I would like, you know, to go to Africa, you know, like Somali.
But for now, she's staying in Belgium, offering her help in what she says is a small way that cost her very little.
Bye-bye!
Yıldız Sarakova, Deutsche Welle Radio, Brussels.
Get back on my feet again. Gonna see my long, long...